Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the news and talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KS Road. Delighted to have you here. Happy Memorial Day weekend to one and all.
Happy holiday to everybody.
You got it.
And it's supposed to change the summer.
I'm telling you, it's warm out. It's beautiful.
That's what they're supposed to say, It looks like they're right.
Supposed to be like 90 degrees today. So the
Too much summer.
Yeah, we don't want it all at once, okay? Just, you know, you could kind of give us like 75, 80 and kind of moving on up. But let's not stay at 90 for the rest of the summertime. Good morning to one and all. If you wish to get a hold of us here on the Real Estate Hour, you can always call us on our hotline. But that will be occupied by 9:15 by my good friend and fellow KW, Keller Williams Realtor, Eileen Morelli. We're going to chat about the state of real estate. She sees it from the big picture. She is the one of the principal owners of Keller Williams here locally and networks with other owners throughout the nation and worldwide and, you know, in the state of California and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll be chatting with her and finding out what's going on. So she's been in the business. I think we are almost 40 years each. I think we have that kind of. So you got 80 years experience coming up. It's bad enough you had me with 40. Now you're going to have double me. All right. Quit smiling.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty very cool game. Yeah, I mean, you know, Clay Thompson got on fire. Weber finally got on fire. He's been so sketchy. Mm-hmm. You can't really depend on him like it
now
seems.
Now Weber.
You know?
Curry. Who's Weber?
Oh, who's – what am I thinking?
Weber's the commentator.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of Chris Weber.
Yeah, you are.
He played for the Warriors, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that's Don Nelson, when they were bad.
Yeah,
they were fairly good, and they looked like they were going over the top, but he couldn't get along with Nelson.
They got rid of him. That's right. I remember that, yeah. Anyway, so hopefully, on – is it Monday or Tuesday? It was so funny because
tomorrow.
they had Curry and Duran at this press conference afterwards, and one kept saying it's Tuesday, and he says no, it's Monday.
Yeah, it is tomorrow.
Yeah, the Curry looked at Duran. He says, "You are going to show up, aren't you, to the right game?" You know, it was kind of cute, but they did a great job.
What cracked me up at that press conference was they were asking about the Game 6 in which Thompson went crazy a couple of years ago and saved their season then before they – we don't want to talk about what happened after that against Cleveland. Durant was on the other team, so he didn't really want to talk about it. And Curry even says, we both want to forget about that year. So that was pretty cool.
Let's forget about that year. Okay, well, cool. So that's the Giants won yesterday, so I'm all happy. So this is cool. And it's summertime. It's going to be a beautiful morning. Get out and enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. Let's not forget, though, why it's called Memorial Day weekend. We have plenty of people who served and who never came back, okay? And if you have a chance to, you know, take a few minutes between your bites of steak and hamburgers and hot dogs and all that, what are you going to do, Joe? Are you going to do a barbecue anywhere? Or?
You know, I have no known of any plans.
Get out of here.
Plan it by ear. Uh-oh. Of course, I have to be here tomorrow since
– that we have another game.
Yeah, we have another game, and I'm not complaining.
Why don't you invite all
that.
Your friends in here? Just use the studio.
Hey, that's a good idea. Have a barbecue, and
you got
we have
a bunch
enough
of seats
here
for
now.
God's sake,
yeah,
really.
No
kidding. Yeah. Anyway, so onward with the show. So thanks a lot for last week for George Adair, who was here. George is with Bay Equity. He's also one of our Ask the Experts – programs, and his show is on Wednesday at noon. He has a half an hour, and I have an hour, so there. anyway, so but George did a great job. He's a good lender, so if you ever need to you know, you're thinking about maybe buying or refinancing, and you know, George is a good guy. We have I was talking to a client of mine. I have a new listing coming up on Grace Drive, and we listed it for $649. It's going to be it's a fixer. The people that were living there, Joe, decided they didn't need a kitchen, so there's no kitchen in the house. It's stripped all the way down to the walls. So we don't know what they did with the kitchen, why they took the kitchen. We think in mind they might have been growing certain things there. You know, I don't think they were living there, Joe. I think they were using the property as a grow house. So it's without a kitchen. That's why the price is what it is. People keep, you know, I've talked to a couple of agents. They go, Upper Grace Track, and it's only $649. I mean, and the homes around there are selling for just, you know, incredible amounts of money nowadays. So that's going to be on the market probably in a couple of weeks. We're still cleaning things up. We are not going to replace the kitchen, so you cannot get a loan. If you're an owner occupied, you could try for a rehab loan, and but those are you know, pretty expensive to get. So probably would be a cash buyer to purchase this property, but it's really great bones. It's got an 8,200 square foot lot. The house is just over 1,300 square feet, hardwood floors. You know, just typical of the Grace Track, really quality built, solid house. But without a kitchen. So the price is $649, and that'll be coming up. But we were ready to buy some clients of mine with George. And George is very nice to get on the phone with us and, you know, do a conference call. Rehab loans are a good vehicle if it's owner-occupied. There's FHA, then there's a Fannie Mae product. It's expensive, though. I mean, and you got to realize that. But the reason you do a short-term, you know, rehab loan is because you're going to rehab the property, and then you're going to go ahead and flip it into a long-term loan, okay? So it's a good way to go, but it can be very expensive, especially the FHA product, because you have mutual mortgage insurance and all sorts of stuff. But then I visited another couple yesterday who were thinking about selling and who were listening to the show. And, you know, it's just really fun to go see, you know, homes that were built in eras when this particular house was built in the 40s, early 40s, before I was born. And then they did this. Yes, wow, that's a long time, Joe, isn't it? But it's over in the Franklin Park area, but the house itself is so cool. It's kind of an Eichler look to it, mid-century. They moved into it in 19, I think it was 47. I was born in 49. So, but there's a bungalow in the back, and then they added the house to the bungalow, didn't tear the bungalow down. So when you go into the back of the house, there's this cute little, like, perfect ADU accessory dwelling unit. So very cool property. You know, great craftsmanship, you know, and just a neat property. And they have photos showing the Hidden Valley without any houses in it. It's beautiful. You know, just a really interesting to visit these properties and see what they look like when they were definitely, you know, a lot – when Santa Rosa was a lot younger, so to speak, for my context. That's before I was born. That would be young, okay? Got it, Pasquini? You'll see Pasquini. He makes faces at me all the time. Here on the show, he's trying to bug me. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. Yes, I see that, sir. We're going to take a break and come back and chat with Eileen Morelli. She is one of the ownership group for Keller Williams Realty, as I am. So we'll have her back on and take your calls. Oh, I guess we can't take the calls, can we? Because we have the phone line. Whatever. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. 636-1350. Eileen will be calling. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
He's worked as an analyst for the CIA, Mel Goodman.
If he could get something like the Iran Comprehensive Plan of Action with North Korea, I'd say, yes, give him the Nobel Prize. He deserves it, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And you can also hear us on the KSRO.com site. So check us out. If you can't hear it, it's your fault because we're all over the place. I'm delighted to have on our hotline, guest hotline, Eileen Morelli. Good morning, Eileen Morelli.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
So you're out pruning your bushes, your roses, and they're getting the best of you. Is that the case? Are they biting back this morning?
Well, they are, and I have to say that my arms shows a little fight that we've been having, but you should see them. I think they're in more shape than me.
Yeah, really. Yeah, roses and I just don't get along. We have this small little rose bush in the backyard, and it always gets me. I try to prune it and do it, and I just forget it. Anyway, so good morning. How are you today? Besides
well,
your rose,
well,
you're
and,
well.
You know, listening to your show, Mike, and I can really identify with the owners of Grace because I remember at one point one of my cleaning ladies asked me if I wanted her to dust my oven.
Well, this doesn't have anything to dust in the kitchen, so you know, and you would know it as well as I do. You can't get any kind of a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or pretty much any regular loan when you don't have a kitchen. There's certain things you have to have in a house, folks, when you buy it. And those lenders can be really sticky about having a kitchen.
Yeah, and they always want a bathroom.
Picky, you know? Gosh. I mean, remember the REO market we had, Eileen? We had some properties we'd walk in and there wouldn't be anything. I mean, they would take, you know, they figured, look, if I refinanced and put $300,000 in my house, I should be able to take that with me. So we
remember they were even taking the sinks.
Oh, out of
the
kitchen, yeah. The bathroom. Yeah. Oops. Is she breaking up, Joe? Are you there, Eileen?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I thought you were breaking up a little bit. Yeah. We had one property one time that we walked in and they took everything. They took the thermostat. They took the heater. They took the water heater, the air conditioning, all the kitchen, the countertops, I mean, the cabinets, all the appliances. And it was unbelievable, you know, what people did in those days. So a lot of those are the days when people would drive by Countrywide's door and throw their keys at them. Remember that?
Yes, I do. And I also remember they'd take everything out of the house, but oftentimes they'd leave their pets.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, it was very sad. Yeah, yeah. I know. And so we're glad, you know, that market is so far gone now. You know, our delinquencies now, Eileen, are at, like, historic lows. So, you know, when people ask about a bubble, And we are speaking to Eileen Morelli. And before I keep going on and on and on, tell us a little about yourself. You've been in the business, unfortunately, as long as I have. So,
well, actually, I think you started in 78 and I started in 79.
Wow.
But we've seen a lot of changes over the time. You know, like they say, the market changes about every 7 years, and ours hasn't been quite that. But it's, we've seen it all.
Yeah, we've had a nice sustained run. Now, you are, give me your official position at KW because you've been there. You and I came over at the same time to Keller Williams here at Santa Rosa.
Right, we were there when we first started, and I'm the operating partner.
Right.
And also the you know, the principal broker at the company.
Right. And you and I went to, actually, and a number of other agents went to Austin, Texas, and had lunch with at that time was he the president? It was Mr. Willis, I believe it was.
Yes, Mark Willis was the Mark CEO, Willis. And yes, that was a very interesting time, and I think that we both decided at the same point.
Yeah, when you sit down and have lunch with the CEO, that's kind of nice too, you know. So, and you and I, and I went over there. I remember sitting there, and it was a training time. I think it was a launch class, and these are all Keller Williams terms when we say launch, and when we talk about our culture, we have our old vocabulary. But I was sitting there, and they said, "Anybody here that's not a KW agent?" And I like just stuck my hand up, and I looked around, and I was the only one there that was not a KW agent. They said, "Well, you soon will be a KW agent." Anyway, but we've had a pretty good run, Eileen. We've been doing this now for how many years? 10, going on 11?
Well, actually, we started in October of 05, just gathering the agents to start the company with us.
Right.
So now we're 18, so we're wow. 12 year mark.
Wow, that's incredible. And we've had some great growth, and not to give just make this a KW hour, but you know, when you look at Keller Williams, you can look at the way the market's been going for the last like 10 years, and you know, thank God we got out of the 205, 207 market. Gary Keller called it when he wrote the book The Shift. He said there's going to be a shift coming, and boy, did the shift happen, huh? So
right.
we had some interesting years after we launched the facility here, but we managed to get through it, and now we're thriving very well. How many agents do we have, Eileen, so far? I mean,
Mike, we've added three outstanding agents this week. And I think that brings our total to 165.
Wow, cool.
Their names haven't been released yet, but we're very excited about the addition. And so that I believe they're all in the Petaluma market.
Oh, good. Yeah, so we have offices in what? Petaluma, Santa Rosa, two in Santa Rosa, and then one in Petaluma.
Right, we have the Fountain Grove office on Round Barn, and then the Stony Point office, and then in Petaluma, we have it on, you know, the North Petaluma Boulevard exit, that big building you see from the freeway.
Right, and a lot of people that work in Petaluma also work Marin County, you know, and a lot of people in the Petaluma area also, you know, cross over to Sonoma. It's kind of funny how people work. You know, I know Allison Norman, who used to be on the show here, she was raised in Marin County, so she sells Marin County, but then she also sells Sonoma County. But she's ventured even over to Napa County. I just kind of stick around, you know, here in Sonoma County. That's my home turf, and I'd rather be there here than anywhere else. So let's chat about real estate as we know it. Now, what are you seeing out there? Because, you know, you've got those long-term look and the big picture idea. So what is KW and what are you seeing, say, locally, state, and then nationally?
Well, Mike, I've been attending quite a few conferences on just that subject lately, and what we're seeing is just interesting things in the market right now. I think that you've discussed them on your show already, but what we're seeing is buyer reluctance, a lot of escrows opening, and then when we have multiple offers and the buyer is told that, guess what, you won, then they are like, gee, am I really the winner?
Really?
And then they start backing out, having that little bit of fear in the market these days.
Yeah. Sellers remorse. Yep.
Yes. Sellers remorse and buyer's remorse right now, because sellers are finding it difficult to find a replacement home, and buyers are worried about being the one who paid too much. And then what we're seeing is at the end of the transaction, when it's all ready to close a week or two before, suddenly there's a buyer might like a pretty substantial credit, and the seller's not willing to give it.
Yep.
So we're actually seeing some of the escrows fall apart.
Yeah, that's not uncommon in the marketplace where, you know, you have overbidding. We saw it obviously back in the 2000 to 2007 market. We had a lot of people overbidding. And at that time, a lot of people not even understanding, you know, financial, you know, doings when you buy a home. We had too much easy money. We don't have that any longer. People are asking me, You know, or is there a bubble? All right. And I'm saying, well, for there to be a bubble, right, Eileen, you have to have speculation, rampant speculation.
Right.
I don't see any houses being built in Sonoma County that would be at the numbers where you'd have rampant speculation. You know, if anything, we're still way, way down from the numbers we had back in 2005, 2006. And it's not even close. That's one thing. And then qualifying, right? So wouldn't you agree that most buyers qualify nowadays are much stronger?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That doesn't seem to be the problem. The buyers seem to be very strong. I think there's a little uncertainty in the market right now of which way it's going to go. And what we're experiencing at the same time that our office is having record sales, and we're participating in about one out of every five quizzes in Sonoma County, even though our numbers are high, we're finding that there are a lot more issues in each escrow. And things that, you know how we say in every escrow that we've never seen this before? There's a lot of that going on.
Oh, good, good. We're setting new turf with that, yeah. That's always the hard part, you know. But I've always said, you know, there's no new objections, and sometimes, you know, the scenarios we see are, you know, I mean, are kind of the same, but they kind of repeat themselves, like people making offers on more than one property. So when you have a tight market like this, Eileen, we see that a lot, you know. And, you know, I was at CAR 2 weeks ago, the California Association of Realtor meetings. We were in our legal forum, and they were making the argument that, you know, look, it's all about intent. And if your intent is to buy three houses and you make three offers, fine. But if your intent is to buy one offer and you make three offers on three properties at the same time, that you might be able to perceive that as fraud. So you should be very careful out there. But we're seeing that. But getting back to the bubble, then you know, we need to look at, you know, our prices. Obviously, with $685 is our medium. I'm not even going to ask you what the price was when you got into the business. I don't think I can remember the medium home price. For me,
well, I remember, of course, when you and I were early in the business, the interest rates were 18%.
Yeah.
And I can remember selling big and beautiful houses for 100, you know.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
Some of these same houses that, you know, some of the my clients who are returning after so many years were finding that the ones who bought something for $75,000 is now selling it for
$675,000. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's pretty spectacular numbers. This couple I met yesterday, I think they told us their parents bought a 700-square-foot bungalow in 1947, and they think it was like $1,100, you know.
Oh my God.
And it was after the war. There was no housing. They found this little place out in the country, which is now Hexham Avenue, you know. So that's how far out in the country that one is, you know. So really interesting. But so getting back to the bubble, so, you know, we look at what's going on. Okay, prices are, you know, medium home prices going up 11%. Interest rates are not going bananas. They're kind of sticking around. They'll probably be at 5, maybe 5.25 by the end of the year. You know, for every quarter of a point, what it's like $30 or $40 to your house payment. So we're not going to get killed there unless rates do some crazy wild thing and go way north, and we're not seeing that now. So, you know, the elements that make up a bubble are just not there.
No, they really aren't, Mike. And it's and also, of course, we're sitting in a very unusual situation due to the fires and, you know, the aftermath of that. And I think what we're more concerned with in our own area is just, you know, rebuilding Sonoma County. And,
right.
And in fact, I know that there's a big conference on May 31st. I don't know if you're going to that or not.
That Builders Conference? I saw that, yeah.
Yes, in fact, I have an extra ticket, and I would love to have you come with me because it's, you know, all the mayors will be there. And,
exactly.
And, you know, the big subdividers, builders.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get a much better insight regarding the number of homes and the types of properties available.
Yeah. Eileen, hold on 1 second, okay? We got a break for the news. Can you hold on?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, then we'll be back with Eileen Morelli here in a bit. We got to take a break for the news. I'm Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back with Eileen Morelli.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Millions along the Gulf Coast in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida making preparations for the first named storm of the hurricane season. It's brewing right now in the Gulf of Mexico. Parts of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi expect to get torrential downpours over the next 10 hours from subtropical storm Alberto. Joshua Holt, imprisoned for 2 years in Venezuela on trumped-up charges. Greeted at the White House Saturday by the president, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker of Tennessee traveled to Venezuela to help broker Holt's release and returned to the United States with him earlier in the day.
We're just glad to have you home. A lot of people have worked for a long time to make this happen.
In Ireland, voters overwhelmingly voted for the repeal of the country's ban on abortion, with about two-thirds of voters in the national referendum supporting ending the ban. Pro-choice advocates calling it a major victory in what is one of the most heavily Catholic countries in the world. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunnier and warmer temperatures for the rest of your holiday weekend. Today topping out at 81, 66 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 53, 50 on the shores. Tomorrow, blue skies at 86, 71 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, blue skies at 85, 71 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday, live, every Sunday. Here it's Memorial Day weekend, Joe, and we're doing a live show. Is that amazing or what?
We need a live?
We need a live? Stop it. Of course we don't. No, this is what we do. It's what I do. So we're going to get Eileen Morelli back on the phone line. Mr. Pasquini. Eileen, are you there?
Eileen, yes.
There you are.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here. Okay, cool. So Eileen has joined us this morning to chat about the overall marketplace. So she, you know, was our team leader at one time. Now she's one of the principal owners of Keller Williams here. And it's a great investment. You and I invested in it, and we've seen some very good profit share. And Keller Williams is a different company than most real estate companies in that we believe in sharing the profit with our agents. And it's kind of unique in the industry. There are some other ones that started after KW, but they don't have pretty much the extent of the profit share system we do. So any realtors out there who are perhaps, you know, thinking about making a transition to a new company, you know, Keller Williams is famous, legendary for its training. And we have some spectacular training. We have in-house people that do training. I teach a class on Know Your Numbers. And so it's a great place to call home if you are a realtor thinking about making a move. We are worldwide. We are, you know, national, state, all that kind of good stuff. So there's my plug for KW, Eileen. Are we good?
Well, you know, one thing too, Mike, the education, you know, since we've recently divided that up to three different groups of education, you know, we've won the award for the best training in real estate, but then we've, for the last 3 years, won the best training across all industries, which I think is very remarkable, and I'm so proud of that.
Yeah. And you know, I've talked to agents who have been here, and it's just, you know, the training is really spectacular. We have things called Mega Camp, which is where, you know, a lot of the really top producers go from KW to share. And KW is big with that, sharing ideas with everybody. Gary Keller wrote the the famous book, A Millionaire Real Estate Agent, about, you know, what systems you need to do to employ to become a really top-producing agent. So, you know, we have, you know, that going for us. We, you know, it's just a great, great company to come to. But let's talk about more about real estate. So, you know, you're going to be going to that housing seminar, which is, I believe, being put on by the Business Journal. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, it's, you know, it's the, officially it's called the Construction Industry Conference,
right.
And it's at the Hyatt Regency, and so it's, we have the people involved, you know, are amazing. We'll have a lot of, you know, presentations from different tiers of the building industry.
Right.
I think that that's going to be just great information for us.
Yeah, and especially with, you know, with the rebuilding, which is good, which is taking place. I guess they had the first person actually move into their home in Coffee Park, which is a nice benchmark to have. They just moved in last week. That's great. So we'll see what happens. You know, there, we had David Gu and Eileen, who is the head of City of Santa Rosa Development, assistant city manager, at our realtor meeting last Tuesday. And, you know, they've got about 150 homes in the pipeline. You know, the idea, we're going to have to rebuild, like, you know, 5,200 homes we lost. So it's a tremendous amount of people out there. They had also stated that 80% of the fire victims have yet to settle with their insurance companies. So
that's fascinating.
Is that amazing? And I still think people are kind of going, okay, are we going to build, you know, or are we going to leave? You know, shall we go or shall we stay? So I think that big decisions is happening. My guess, Eileen, and, you know, I think we're, you know, if you look at the Northeast area, we had, 1,100 homes we lost in Coffee Park. And then the fire came out of the Northeast, which is, you know, Mark West Estates, Reebley Valley, the Foothills, Fountain Grove, you know, Wickiup, Larkfield, all higher-end properties. And, you know, you have a lot of those people still sitting there going, well, I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, we're seeing some lots being sold, but they're not on a huge number by any means. They've actually slowed down significantly in the Northeast area because people, are asking too much for them. And I don't know how many homeowners would want to build in the middle of devastation. You know, that's another thing you got to look at. So I think a lot of those people, Eileen, are going to say, you know what? Let's sell the lot, or let's hold on to the lot. Let's go find a new home to live in. Now, some will leave the area, and, you know, we could refer any person who's thinking about moving out of the area. Keller Williams is a worldwide company, so we can help you out with your referrals. Our good friend Russ Lee, right, Eileen? He went to Tennessee.
Right.
He took the contents settlement, not the house settlement, just the contents, and bought a new home in Tennessee for that money. So it's there's some great deals besides California, throughout the nation in the world, but so I think we're going to see a whole bunch of buyers in the marketplace. You know,
we already are, Mike, because what we had quite a few people who were essentially still in shock and not knowing what to do next, and really not wanting to be asked what they're going to do next.
Right.
Because they needed to really assimilate all of the information that they were being bombarded with. But what we're seeing now is quite a few of those people are buying, quote, temporary homes that possibly they could turn into a rental later and then move into their home once it's built.
Yeah.
So we're seeing much more optimism in the people about rebuilding. And that is, that's very good news.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, to start getting these homes rebuilt, I mean, we lost 5,200 homes. You know, and if we're doing, if we've only got 150 in the pipeline now, it's going to take a while to rebuild these, let alone, I was at another seminar, you know, we're going to way too many seminars lately, but it was held by it's called Strategic Sonoma County. We've discussed it on the show before, but Mr. Supervisor Gore is all hot to trot. He thinks he's going to have 25,000 new homes built by the year 2025. So I'm kind of going, okay, that's 7 years down the road. You want to build 25,000. But wait a second, we also have the 5,200 that we have to replace. So it's going to be, you're going to hear a lot of hammers in the wind here for the next few years, Eileen.
Well, and you know, it's interesting to see the areas, like, for example, like we were just discussing in Petaluma, You know, we're participating right now in three subdividable property, or some of them have tentative maps. Some are large parcels, some are high density, some are, you know, 8 to 18 units per acre density. And so Petaluma stepping in, you know, stepping up and really helping with that housing shortage as well.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we need. I mean, we there. You know, the nice thing about the city of Santa Rosa is that they're actually giving. You know, there were some units, apartments up in near Wickiup in Larkfield, and they were actually on a septic system. You know, believe it or not, there were like 50 units. So they gave them a bonus, you know, to build more if they hooked up to sewer. So we're seeing the city pretty flexible in what they're doing. I think if you got a viable idea, run it by the city, you know, because they really, really want to get housing built. That's probably the biggest issue we have, Eileen. You'd probably share that belief, is that when people come here, I was talking to somebody at Sonoma State in the hiring department, and they have professors coming in, and you know they got their resumes, they look great, they make them an offer to come here, and they say, nope, I've looked at your housing, I can't afford to live here. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do about that. And, you know, if the market has its say right now, I mean, I'm waiting for something to happen, some big, big shoe to drop, and I'm not seeing where it's going to come from. So we're going to probably be stuck with these prices for a while, you know, in years to come. The whole Bay Area is like that. So, but building affordable housing is going to be the big key.
I think it is too, and we're receiving pressure, of course, from outside the area, from the peninsula, where they still see us as being a very economical purchase.
Yeah, and we are. I mean, if you look at the Bay Area counties, we are the second most affordable, you know, and Solano being the first. You know, you can go to Benicia now and get a heck of a deal over there on a house if you can find one. But so we are. Our medium home price is $685. I mean, other areas, you know, a friend of mine, Dave Blouette, who works for an independent company down in the peninsula, he sent me the list of properties he sold this year, I believe. He sends his postcard out. And I kept seeing like 150, 180, 250. I'm going, those aren't the prices. And I looked at it closer. Those were all the overbids that were in that area. So, I mean, you think we got overbid, you know, craziness here, you got to go down to that area. It's absolute madness down there. So they come up here and they go, oh my God, I can get what for how much? So like you say, we're a very attractive place to be.
Well, and it's really a catch-22, because we're trying to create affordable housing for our people who are already here, and the people from outside the area are pushing us up. And I was complaining about that the other day, and someone called it the Oregon effect, and they said, what do you think you've been doing to Oregon when all the California people are moving that way, or to Arizona?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
We're sort of experiencing the, quote, Oregon effect.
There you go. Yeah, they always say when you drive up to Oregon to buy a house, don't take your California plates off.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. They shoot out your tires, supposedly.
When they see you coming, they go, oh, there's a rich Californian. They're going to buy. I remember when you and I started in the business, if we had a buyer from L.A., we would go, wow, I got a buyer from L.A., man. They got all the money in the world. Remember that? And then, you know, it's kind of funny. I had one lady one time ask me, she goes, can you get a tan in Northern California?
Oh, my gosh.
I said, what? She goes, can you? Yeah, the sun does come out here occasionally. You know, yes, this is not Oregon or Washington.
I remember moving up from Southern California and then going to the beach and thinking that I would be wearing my bathing suit.
Yeah. So what was that? We got some feedback on you, Eileen. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Could you get off that, because it's making some feedback?
There
you go. You don't sound like you're in a garbage can or something like that. we had some feedback coming in. So tell us about things worldwide. I mean, KW is spreading, you know, our offices worldwide. You know, there are, you know, precarious places to buy real estate, and you better have a darn good agent when you go into those areas who knows what's going on. A lot of the areas we're in, you don't even have to be licensed, so that's kind of scary.
Well, it's interesting because the company has been doing a very intensive push into the other countries, but at the same time carefully and making sure they're doing it the right way. And right now I think we have 29, 30 countries very, you know, just up and running in a very good way. And so, but nationally as well, I think, you know, of course, you know, Mike, that the company is the largest real estate company
right.
in the world.
Yep. Yeah, it's having that kind of size gets you a lot of, if you're a client of KW's, we have a lot of resources we could bring to bear on the sale of your home and also finding you another property to go to. We're going to take a break, Eileen. You want to stick around for the last segment?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come back more with Eileen Borelli, and she is our KW officially with ownership group, and we're going to take a break and come back right after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
It's Clark Wolf.
The restaurant industry now knows you can't do this anymore. You can't just gossip. You can't just complain or have somebody fall out of favor and be publicly shamed. You might end up going to jail.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders, FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. Sorry about that. The bathroom is way far away here at KSRO Studios. Eileen, good morning.
Good morning.
I had to run and run back, and I just couldn't get back in time. It's way at the end of the building. Anyway, so we're chatting about Keller Williams Real Estate, and Eileen and I have both been in the business for probably a combined 79 years, so we have a lot of experience, what are you hearing? So we talked about buyer's remorse. What else are you seeing out there? Because you see a lot of contracts day to day and you talk to, you know, our transaction control people. So what would you say are the things that you're seeing that maybe some sellers should be aware of, buyers should be aware of?
What I'm seeing is that a lot of buyers, agents are writing offers. No contingencies. They're writing. They just want to get their offer accepted. And they're yep. trying to make them attractive. So they're so many of them are putting their offers in with a physical condition already approved.
Yeah.
And so what happens though is that they still go in and get their reports, and they're like, "Holy cow, this house has problems, and now we need to get some money back." But gee, the seller accepted our offer because of this, and so the seller, it creates a situation where the seller and buyer are at odds.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're seeing that a lot.
Yeah, and yeah, we sold a duplex we had, and they came in with no inspections at all, which is fine with me. I mean, I'm representing the seller, but you know, it's you really need to, and they didn't even do any inspections. I mean, they just took the property as is. I've never done that in my career, unless I have somebody who is like a flipper or a contractor. Who can, take a fast look at a house, slip underneath the house and that kind of stuff and determine what needs to be done. But when you work with first-time homebuyers, I mean, as well as I do that, they're really looking to you to give them the right advice. And in buying a property without any inspections, is crazy, number one. But that's the nature of the market, right?
Well, that's what agents are writing.
Yeah.
Your offer is accepted, but then what happens is, it's a scary situation because they also add another little piece of the contract, and they'll say they just put in their 3% earnest money up front. So they put in their money, they sign the liquidated damage addendums,
yep.
Like, here you go,
there
seller,
you go.
You can keep our deposit, so to speak, and then it's no contingencies, and then they find something that they just can't go forward.
Yeah.
Then it's a big question of what to do with the security deposit because the seller wants to keep it and the buyer wants it back.
Yeah. Yeah, and people don't realize that it's not a unilateral decision of either party to get their deposits back. It has to be shared by both parties and agreed to. So, you got to be careful out there. And you're right, people are doing that. And if you're a listing agent right now, this is kind of like hog heaven. But then again, you want to make sure that you're representing your seller and picking the right offer because, you and I have been around. We can look at an offer and say, boy, I don't know, this is, way too much money. It's no contingencies, it looks a little shaky. I mean, so sometimes, if they have inspections and most of the properties I have, we try to, take the inspections out of the way beforehand. So I'm not really concerned about them buying it without inspections, but you got to be careful.
Well, you really do. And they'll also say that it's, they'll take out other, just other conditions, but they'll leave the appraisal in.
Yeah.
And then when the appraisal comes in low, then they go back to the seller and they want the seller to drop the price, and the seller's not going to do it.
Yeah, or if it's a smart listing agent, he says, you can get an appraisal, but if it comes over a certain amount, you have to make up the difference. So
right, and I think what happens is, like you say, Mike, you're right. Sometimes the highest offer isn't the best offer.
Right.
So it takes someone to know what to do.
Yeah, no, it really does, and it puts us in a quandary. I remember I sold a house one time where the people came in way over the asking, and of course the seller's going to go, well, can't we just let's see what happens, and if fine, I tell them, I go, look, chances are they're going to come back in a week from now and have buyer's remorse. Or I had one guy back at one time because the drapes we were leaving were the wrong color. If you're going to nitpick me on that, get away from me, So I told my seller, I said, you don't want to work with this guy. He goes, no, let's just get rid of him. And it was only like 3 or 4 days in the escrow. But the problem we have, though, is like once you accept an offer, then you put it back on the market, right, Eileen? Everybody goes, uh-oh, why is it back on the market?
And yes, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? And I'll tell you what, you're going to get much more offers when you initially market it and take an offer than you're going to get when you fall back into, onto the market after an escrow. They're going to say, what's wrong with it?
Well, especially when the escrow goes all the way down to the end they try to negotiate something different.
Exactly. And that's why you got to be really tight in your timelines. Make sure things are done quickly. You want to get inspections, that's fine, but don't come to me with the 21-day inspection period if I have multiple offers. And you and I know that, there was a time where if it was a certain price point, you would see multiple offers. Now it seems to be the multiple offers are across the spectrum.
Well, they are, but at the same time, what's interesting to me is we're seeing more price reductions than we've seen in a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I that's why we were talking about those lots for sale up in Fountain Grove. They're starting to come down in price because they've been languishing on the market. And, I think people are a little too aggressive nowadays with their pricing. But, Eileen, you put a price out sometimes, you go, I'll try this price. And, man, you sell it, and you go, holy Toledo.
I know.
What's with
know.
That?
Sometimes it's shocking.
Oh, I know. It's just kind of crazy. So, if you could wrap up in a few minutes here. So, where do you see I should ask you, where do you see interest rates going? No, but the market itself seems to be, kind of moving along. We're gonna, I ran a market analysis for West Petaluma, and the whole West Petaluma had only gone up like 2 or 3%. over last year. So it could be that we're running into some issues with, you know, pricing, because Petaluma is a lot more expensive than we are here in Santa Rosa.
Right, it sure is. But, you know, I think what I see in the immediate future is still a boom market, because I know that in our own offices, the three offices combined, we had the biggest March we've ever had.
Yeah.
And, you know, in April, the same thing. And now in May, another continuum here. And so going into summer, I think that we're going to have a boom market through, you know, at least through October.
Yeah, because, you know, we kept waiting for those people in that area, the Northeast area, who own these big houses. We said, okay, they're going to sell eventually because the kids are out of school, but they couldn't find a property. So a lot of them were just, you know, well, the fire came along and kind of solved the part of the equation where they had a house to sell. So, right. So I mean, and now they have no excuses not to move down, number one. I think a lot of them are going to be doing that. But then we're also going to see a lot of people who are going to say, I'm not going to rebuild, spend 3 years of my life rebuilding my home in this construction zone. Let's go find another home, because the folks in the Northeast area had much more resources, I think, than the people, say, in Coffee Park, where you see very little lots for sale in Coffee Park because people are rebuilding.
Well, and I think what we're hearing more, you know, every day from the Fountain Grove people is that they don't want to make that high of an investment unless they know they have consistency in the final product around them.
Yeah, it's kind of a game of brinkmanship. Who's going to go first?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, it's been a delight chatting with you. Okay, as always, thank you very much for your support of the Real Estate Hour, and appreciate your support. You and I have worked together for many, many years, and it's always been fun and profitable, which is two things in life I love. You know.
Well, Mike, I just want to hang up here with a couple of accolades, but I just wanted to say that I loved your show last week with George Adair. I thought you both did a fabulous job in educating the public on what's really happening along those lines. But also, I wanted to thank you for teaching classes in our market center, because when you teach a class, you pack the room,
it's really fun. Yeah, I like doing it. And they said, you know, you're our character, Mike. And I go, I'll take that. I'll take up a character.
Well, thank you, Mike, for inviting me. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great Memorial Day weekend, Eileen. Thanks
you
again.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Eileen Morelli, and she is our basically one of our ownership group at KW, and has been around as long as I have in real estate. And, you know, from the perspective of her side, she sees, you know, transactions every day, talks to our, you know, our transaction control people, and these, you know, issues always come up. And just be careful when you're out there writing an offer is coming in with like no contingencies. Just know your rights and really think twice about it. Okay, so we're going to get out of here. Go Warriors. Okay, and it should be a lot of fun. Santa Rosa made another top 10 list, but it's not the kind of list you want to see. We are like number out of the top 10, number 7 for the most expensive place to live in the country. Aren't you glad? But you all knew that, didn't you, huh? Yeah, Joe just had a heart attack. Anyway, so it's like I said, you know, we have a scarcity of product, and when you're out buying property, be careful out there, okay? You know, make sure your offers protect your rights. Okay, we'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour for a Memorial Day weekend. Have a terrific Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget why it's called Memorial Day, okay? We'll be right back. Or excuse me, no, we won't be back. We'll see you next Sunday, next week. Thanks.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.